Good morning. KSL News Time is 5 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Opening arguments begin in just a few hours in the trial of Chad Daybell.
It's a case with even higher legal stakes than the Lori Vallow Daybell trial. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston joins us live. Peter?
Amanda, the brand new jury will take their seats today, and legal teams will set the groundwork for what could be a months-long trial. Chad Daybell faces the death penalty. And KSL legal analyst Greg Skorda says that could make jurors think much more than usual about handing down a conviction.
I think when you think of a criminal case as being beyond a reasonable doubt, it's well beyond a reasonable doubt when a jury's considering the punishment of
the state of Idaho.
Chad's wife, Lori Vallow Daybell, got 3 consecutive life sentences for crimes, including the murder of her 2 children and Chad's previous wife. Skordas adds that if Daybell gets a guilty ruling, his legal team will almost certainly be filing appeals that could last at least a decade. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Just a reminder, we do have a team in Idaho to cover the opening statements today in the Chad Daybell trial. Our Adam Small will have a live report from Boise coming up at 7 and 8, and our legal analyst Greg Skordas will join us live at 6:45.
Human remains found in a remote part of Box Elder County are presumed to belong to a young man who was killed almost 2 years ago. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more. Michael?
Amanda, 19-year-old Dylan Rounds was working in the western part of the county when he went missing back in May of 2022, following an odd run-in with a stranger. That stranger, James Brenner, was later charged of aggravated murder and desecration of a human body. Rounds' presumed remains were discovered near the ghost town of Lucen. The remains are now with the state medical examiner to confirm whether they truly belong to Rounds. The sheriff's office offered their sincerest condolences to the family for what has been a, quote, exceptionally challenging case, close quote. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour: fallout in Arizona this morning after the state Supreme Court upheld a law from 1864 that bans abortion in nearly all circumstances. Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is urging voters to have the final say this fall.
To the people across Arizona who are concerned about the future of abortion rights in our state, who are worried about their bodily autonomy, who don't want to see the freedom of their wives, sisters, and daughters restricted, you can make your concerns known at the ballot box, and I encourage you to do so.
The only exception for an abortion in the law is if the mother's life is in danger. The law is set to take effect in 2 weeks.
Political analyst Mike O'Neill at our sister station KTAR in Phoenix says the court ruling will bring a lot of attention and people to the ballot box this November.
The first impact of this is likely to be a huge boost for the citizen initiative to enshrine abortion rights in the Arizona Constitution.
He says the proposed constitutional amendment guarantees a woman's right to get an abortion until about 24 weeks of pregnancy.
Local medical students will be working with the Provo City School District to offer kids free health screenings. Here's KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
The program is named after Provo Mayor Michelle Cafusi, who says this is a great opportunity to bring health care access to those who may not have it.
It's going to be an opportunity to receive the free annual opt-in health screenings, but they will especially be beneficial for the low-income and under-resourced communities.
Dr. Norman Wright, president of NORDA College of Osteopathic Medicine, says this is also great experience for their medical students to work with kids.
It's something they're well qualified to do, but even at that, this will also be staffed by licensed physicians who will be overseeing things.
The first health screening fair will be at Timpanogos Elementary School on May 1st for the families who opt in. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Matt Johnson. Get ready for a nice warm-up. We should see a high today of 62, but then we see above normal temperatures with 71 on Thursday, 78 on Friday, and a perfect 75 on Saturday with plenty of sunshine.
Let's see what the roads look like with first look traffic this morning. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Tim. They're off to a very nice start so far today down in the valleys, I-15 and the city streets surrounding it, looking just delay-free. You might see heavy traffic on I-80 through Parley's Canyon, but road conditions are good through the canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A middle school girl in Lehigh may have saved the life of another student back in November. Lehigh Police School Resource Officer Corporal Jake Smith tells KSL-TV he received a tip from the girl that another student had a gun.
I did a search of the backpack and found a .45 caliber handgun in his backpack.
The officer says he found disturbing notes in the student's backpack. Smith worked with the boy's mother to get him into a treatment facility.
Changes to the WIC program, Women, Infants, and Children, means more produce and less dairy. This will be the first change in the WIC program in a decade. Jodale Gilman Park, Utah's VIC vendor manager.
The new changes offer more choices to make sure that WIC participants have access to all of the essential nutrients that they need to support healthy growth and development.
Gilman Park says this will help those with different dietary needs, such as those with lactose intolerance or cultural food preferences.
Evermore, the fantasy-themed park in Utah County, is closing. This is the same park, you might remember, that had a short legal battle with Taylor Swift in 2021 the name Evermore. Right, both sides eventually dropped their lawsuits. Brandon Fugel owns the land Evermore sits on and says this closure comes after years of struggle.
And between COVID and challenges with their operating model, they have defaulted and have been evicted from the property.
Fugel says they will repurpose the park for a new project with a new group already under contract.